Hi there, you're listening to the Conversations with Uncle Kevin podcast. This is a podcast that inspires dreamers to pursue their passions and inspire their journeys. My name is Kevin Masundiri and I'm best known for my YouTube channel, Uncle Kevin Reacts. In this podcast, I sit down with achievers, overachievers, and doers to talk about their process, lessons they've learned, and how to make an impact.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. How are you guys doing? Hope you're having a good time. As usual, me, I'm having a good time. Well, today, if you're watching the video version of this podcast, you realize that we're in a different space. We are actually in my bedroom studio. Today, we're not recording it in the normal studio place where we record it because today, I do not have a guest. So I thought might as well get comfortable and record it in my bedroom studio. It's basically a few steps away. So usually at this time, I'll introduce the guest and we get to speak about their life. But because it's me, I don't know if you guys want a backstory about me, and you do. Okay, I'll say something. Well, my backstory is I'm a music producer. I've recently started learning and becoming a record engineer. What that is the guy who records your favorite artists or upcoming artists and mixes the songs to a level whereby you have an idea of what the song is going to be. After that, I'm working on becoming a mastering engineer. So the mastering guy, what he does is every song that you hear needs to be, every song is mastered. Basically what mastering is, it's making sure a song sounds good on your phone and it sounds good on a computer, it sounds good on professional speakers. Wherever you play the song, it sounds good and it's bright enough that people can actually hear what the song is. So a lot of artists, they work with these people. So that's what I do, and that's the path I've chosen for my own success. However, what made me start this podcast and my whole journey and trying to build this platform is in trying to become these things. From a young age, I always wanted to be a music producer. I always wanted to be an act. I always wanted to work in the entertainment industry. But there was never any clear-cut pathway of how do I do it. And in most cases, people would be like, go find yourself a mentor. Go join this, join that. But coming from where I came from, it was hard to find mentors. It's I don't know about you, but I found it next to impossible to just walk up to someone and say, please mentor me. And in most cases, when you find these mentors, they ask you questions that you don't even know. You know, I remember the first time that I approached a mentor, they told me to go write a business plan. I had never seen a business plan ever in my life, you know, and I went and I wrote down what I assumed was a plan, which was a small piece of paper. And on this piece of paper, I had an idea of how we buy chickens. And when you buy chickens, this was the cost of buying the chicks, and then the cost of food, and the forecast price, and how much revenue we could source out from chickens. And based on that risk analysis of saying if we buy 25 birds, on average, we are looking at 16 birds making it out of those 25, and then if we do this. So that's what I wrote on my piece of paper. I felt really confident. This man invites me to come meet him at a bank. I assumed I was going to get investment for my problems. But when I got there, he was super disappointed. He started shouting at me. And he explained to me that this was not a business plan, that I needed to go away and go research what a business plan was. I did that and I realized, oh my goodness, I did not know what a business plan was. And I was only 17 at that time, so no one had ever really taught me what it was, except in school we had done a bit about what a business plan is. And for me, I'm a type of person who tries to simplify the most information. So a lot of things that I learned in school, I summarize them to the basics of them. Like, okay, we have revenue. What is revenue? Revenue just means income, right? And then you have expenses. What is expenses? You know, you're looking at things like rent, you're looking at things like transport, you're looking at things like fuel, but they all just fall down into expenses. So revenue less profit equals net profit or loss. That's just the way I see life. But you have to see the other things that come with that. And so this mentor person of mine didn't really appreciate my approach, and I also didn't appreciate the way they decided to educate me on the ways of business. From there, I spent a long time on the internet trying to learn, finding books, trying to understand how the world works, because I knew that if you're going to find a mentor, A, they want you to have your goals set, they want you to know your path. But the question is, how do I know the path? Like, how do I know that? For a lot of people, you know, I realize in this world, there's two types of people. There are people who know where they're going. There are people who have an idea of where they're going. And what I mean about that is, when you are born and raised in an environment, it shapes you and it allows you to see life from a certain perspective that you cannot see it from a different perspective, right? So if you're born and raised in a middle-income sphere, you only see what's around you, in as much as you walk around your possible. It's like walking as human beings, right? When you walk, the world for us evolves around the things that we see and experience. But how many of us have ever thought of what goes under the ocean? Like, do you think fish sleep? Do you think they're families? What type of relationship happens once you are in water? So until you get into water, you don't really understand. You know the dangers. You know that if you enter into water, A, you might drown. B, there are sharks. C, who knows what can happen to you. But you're not aware of everything that happens, the day-to-day governings of the things that happen in the oceans around the world, until you are in there. All we know is, this is my little sphere, this is my little world, this is what I live in, so this is what I see. The moment you want to know about water, now you have to go ask questions. But what happens is, a lot of times, before you can ask those questions, they want you to know everything about water. And it's like, how would I know? You know, and so for me, going back to the point about finding mentors, it was a lot of mentors that I'll meet is they wanted someone who already knew most of the stuff that I didn't know. I didn't know how to set goals. I didn't know how to dream because I couldn't see my life beyond where I was at. You know, you'd find mentors and they'd say, you need to have goals for 5 years. I'm like, fam, I have no idea where I'm going to be in 5 years because it was very difficult and hard to see. If you had spoken to me 5 years ago, I would have told you, oh, I'll graduate, find a job, and, you know, we take it from there. Because there was no purpose in dreaming bigger because, you know, I was in Zimbabwe. And when you're out there, it's really hard. You live life day by day, you know, and you take each day as it comes because you never know which opportunity arises. For example, for me, the opportunity to come to Canada came out of nowhere. So you take that opportunity and then you try to imagine what your next 5 years are going to be, but you actually do not know what your next 5 years are going to be because there's a lot of uncertainty. So you just base everything on a day-by-day basis and hope that you don't step on the wrong foot. So that's what happened for me when I came here, and that's what happened. That's been my journey thus far. And I realized a problem with that because if you look at the amount of time that I've spent from the time I stepped into school to today, for me to realize, oh, I want to work in the entertainment industry, not just work in the entertainment industry. I want to do recordings. I enjoy doing that. I enjoy creating songs. I enjoy mixing and stuff. If I had known all this by the time I was 17, it would have been by now 10, 11 years of experience into working on becoming that person who's focused on that and becoming an expert at it. But I spent a long time just trying to find the information to be the person that I want to be. So for me, now that I've learned that, it's like, ooh, well, how can I help the next person who's, say, a younger version of me not fall into the traps that I fell in and just give them information? That's how this podcast came to be. It's called Conversations with Uncle Kevin because you can name anything, you know. But these are conversations with me because I'm going out there now that I'm at this level of stage that I am in my life and in my career and everything that I do, to where I'm meeting people who've traveled various paths to get to where I'm at, to get to this level. and who know what it takes, you know, who know and understand that it's going to take more than, you know, it's going to take a lot for you. And for you guys, especially the young ones who get to watch and listen to this podcast, it helps you navigate differently. Because I remember we had Maria come here and she spoke about how she was a shy kid and how she entered into a dojo from a young age and she became, now she's a professional mixed martial artist fighter. That type of story, I never knew how you become a fighter. Like, if you, like, growing up, I would have loved to know, but I didn't know that's how people become fighters. And there are many ways. We had Kyle come in and he spoke about he was just going for practice, for fun, to stay fit. And now he's a heavyweight champion here in Canada. And by this time next year, I'm pretty sure you'll be in the UFC fighting with the best of the best. And then we've had people like Christelle, who's a actor, talk about her journey throughout life and how she's navigating her world through in the city called Vancouver. And then, you know, we had Asia, who came in and she spoke about her music. So all these people help each and every one of you guys learn something from this podcast, depending on what you enjoy. I had Kiosha, who's a life coach. She's dropped a lot of gems. If you go on my Instagram page, you see a lot of the things that she said. And I have different people. I had Dominica, she spoke of her personal life, the idea of not making decisions and not trying to plan life out. We had, I'm forgetting other people's names, but we had a lot of, all those interesting conversations, they help, I hope, one person pursue their goals. I don't know who. Listen, I had Erica come in. We spoke about fighting, you know, and she spoke about wanting to be a firefighter. And that's something that I feel is different. So somebody learned something. That's how we came up with Conversations with Uncle Kevin. I'm your uncle, so come sit in. All you have to do is play these things from the ones that you want. Let me know in the comment section which other people you'd like me to look for, people you'd like me to reach out to, and, you know, I'll try my best. I always try to get you the best guest that I can, and we take it from there, you know. That's the funny, interesting thing about podcasts is a lot of times I thought that, you know, you always have something to talk about, but a lot of times, in as much as I have a loud mouth and love speaking, I sometimes run out of things to say, you know. So yeah. And finding guests, it's hard and easy at the same time. A lot of my guests so far have been friends or acquaintances, and then now I'm trying to broaden that up, and it's difficult to say to someone, hey, would you come on my podcast, because most people have never spoken to. And people, when they look at my numbers right now, they're pretty low. Like, when you look at my YouTube, it has like 57 subscribers, and my Insta, I'm not even blue tick. So people will always gravitate towards bigger platforms. But at the end of the day, the one thing that I understand and have realized is everybody had to start from somewhere. And just because I'm on zero now doesn't mean we're always going to be on the ground. But we're going to get, without further ado, we will now transition into today's podcast. So today's podcast is about a quote that I saw on a bus when I was going to the gym one day. This bus drives past me, and it has the statement, life is too short to be a background character. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I work in the entertainment industry as a background person. I work as you call them a lot of things, extras, background, you know, people who are just there to give films atmosphere. How I got into that world is actually quite fascinating. It's the power of the internet. And once you're in it, it's very hard to leave it, because it's one of the easiest things that you can do based on your availability and willingness to take risk, right? I do background part-time, but there are people who do it full-time, and there are people who made it a career for their years. So when I saw the statement, life's too short to be a background character, for me, it was personal. And I knew that also, in a way, it was a message that I had to learn. Because, you know, when you are in something, it's very difficult to see it as a negative. right? You all you see is the positives, all you see is the money, all you see is the opportunities that you get to live your dreams. You know, I was on a set with very big major stars. But when I saw that statement, it made me realize that in as much as I'm living my dream and I'm on set with A-list celebrities, with I'm just the background. You know, I'm just the person in there. Like right now, my computer screen is in my background, you know, but when I'm making music or recording stuff or editing stuff, it then becomes the hero. But at this particular juncture, it's not the most important piece of equipment. That doesn't mean it's not important. It just means for this, it's not important, which is the same with me when I'm on set, when I'm working on these A-list celebrity movies, and I'm just a guy walking past your favorite celebrity that you don't even remember. I'm just there for atmosphere, and you're like, oh, yeah, and you're not even allowed to do anything that makes you stand out. I remember one point I was on a set, and they were like, you're wearing what our cast member is wearing, or your colors look similar, so you're going to have to remove that because you are supposed to be in the background. Nobody is really supposed to notice you. The reason that I joined it, it's one of the easiest ways to make money, I think, if you ask me, because all you have to do is show up, do what you're told, and then go home. But the problem with it is you have to show up, do what you're told, and go home. For other people, they find satisfaction in this. I don't. And I don't know about you, but if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not the type of people who enjoy being told what to do. All right? Me, I don't enjoy it any single bit, because a lot of times you cannot make decisions. A lot of times you have to walk in a certain path. So if the character is coming this way, your job is just to be there. In most cases, they're seeing your shadow. So when I saw the statement, it's from the movie Free Guy, which is basically about, what do they call them? Non-playable character, NPC, who becomes an important person in the story because they refuse to just be an NPC, a non-playable character, a background character in the show. They decided to be more. And whilst it's cool in a movie, you cannot do this in real life, right? So if you're hired to be a background person, that's all you do. You get paid to just be that atmosphere. And when I saw the statement, I thought to myself, man, do I really want to be this for the rest of my life? Because remember, when they're shooting shows, some shows are 15 hours a day. Some shows are 8 hours. Some shows are overnight. Some shows are all that. And they pay you well, you know, they pay you decently. But for me, the question was, do I really want to be background? When I saw it, like, I was like, no, man, I want more. I want to be more. I want to be successful, and I'm not shy about it. I want to be recognized. I want to have my work make an impact in people's lives. I want to be able to help a lot of people. I want to be able to help my family. I want to be able to, that when you see me, you don't just think, oh, look at that guy walking behind, you know? And that can mean a lot of things for a lot of people. For me, it means creating. I love creating music. I love creating content. I love being in front of the camera like this. It means taking responsibility for your life, because when you're a background character, you don't really have any responsibility. My only responsibility when I'm on set is to make sure that I'm okay, you know, make sure that I'm safe, make sure that when I'm called to come to set, I go to set. But that's not even my responsibility as well, because there's a person they call a wrangler on set, and that person's duty is to make sure whenever I'm needed on set, I'm there. So I'm their responsibility. And whilst I'm on set, I'm the third AD's responsibility. And then my movement is decided by the first AD and everybody. So as a background character, my job is just to give myself to other people for them to control my movement. And it's even worse, you don't get to decide what you wear. You don't decide anything. It's like you give up who you are to become this thing that has no thought process at all, that has no value or meaning. I remember at one time I was on a set for a commercial and they gave me this phone, right? It's like those foldable phones that are back now, those touch foldable phones. And they gave me that phone. And then the guy, he comes back, he takes the phone. He's like, you don't need it. You're just a background. I was like, damn, what does that mean? I felt offended, but he was right. And the thing that offended me was the truth. That's just all I am. And then you ask me, why are you not an actor? Being an actor requires investment, and investment in terms of money, in terms of time, and in terms of, you know, working on the craft and becoming better and better at it. And I had to realize that, oh, I gave up my freedom for money, and I gave up who I was for money. In order to get money, I had to give up a lot of things, the things that I enjoy doing, the things that I know I can do, and how I can use my resources. Because when your background, you know, I got bills to pay, right? When your background, you're able to do that, and you're also able to be free, and that's a good thing. But what it brings back, why I wanted to talk so much about that statement is, whilst I work as a background, this is not me complaining about my job or complaining about how I make money. This story is about you not being a background character in real life. Don't be me in real life. I'm a background character on a TV show. Outside of that, I'm on a podcast. I have YouTube channels. It's a conscious choice to be on a set for me and for you. Make sure that whatever you do, it's a conscious choice, and you're not just playing background character in other people's lives. You're not just playing background character in the world. You have to participate. You have to make decisions, and you have to know that your voice matters. You know, it's very important that this message gets understood and heard, because a lot of times, for a lot of people, our lives are just dictated by situations and society. And a lot of us would rather be background characters. How? Listen, no knock on a 9-to-5 if it's something that you want to do and you have a plan. But if it's something that you do to make money, to pay your rent, you are just playing background. Because remember what a background does and is. A background goes to set, becomes a responsibility of the wrangler and the first AD. The only thing they are responsible for is their safety. When you find a job, you go to work, you are the responsibility of your supervisor. Your only responsibility is to make sure the job gets done. But with that, you actually have a little bit of control, a little bit of autonomy, but you don't get the whole of autonomy. I'm not here to tell you be an entrepreneur or start your own business. I'm just here to tell you that be very careful that in your life you could end up just being a background character, a person who gives atmosphere to other people's real lives. Don't just be that person. You know, it's sad, like when you see in marriages where some person is just married to a successful person because that person is successful, and that person only gets to be a background character. You just get to be the wife, the husband, the son, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the daughter. That's it. You don't have a name. You don't want to be that person. It's okay. You can be it. I mean, if you are a background character to Jay-Z, a background character to Beyonce, Drake, that's fine if that works for you. But for me, part of my values is autonomy. I love the ability to make decisions, to make mistakes, and to learn from them. But I also love paying my bills, so I do understand it's not all the time that you get to not be a background person. That's why I walk into sets and I do as they tell me, get my cash. But my identity is not driven by my job, because I do understand that whilst I'm a background character in some of my favorite shows, I'm not a background character in real life. And I have to remind myself of that. I am not what I constantly do. And you have to remind yourself as well. Are you just a background character in your workplace? Are you just a background character in your life? And how are you not? you know, you have to think about these things, because if you ignore them, you will see that by the time your time here on earth is done, you look back and be like, damn, I never really lived my life. You know, someone always dictated who I was. Someone always dictated what I do. And I always knew that I could be more. And you can be more. But in order to be more than who you are, in order to be more than just a name, you gotta believe in yourself, and you have to be willing to put in the work. Because by being more than a background character, it means you are now the main cast. And it means, what that means is the story is on you. You have to deliver results. You have a lot of responsibilities. You have to be whatever is called for you in action. You know, the show will only be a success based on your work ethic, based on how you deliver, based on how you show up. That's what happens when you become the main character in any show and in your life. Your decisions matter. You can tell the director, no, we will not do this, we will do it that way. You have responsibility for that. And when people identify something, they identify it with you. You know how we say, oh, let's say picture Superman, picture Batman, picture whoever. You don't see the drawings no more. You start to see the actors, because the actors represent the character. John Wick, you know, Keanu Reeves. When I say John Wick, you see Keanu Reeves, but do you see Keanu Reeves or you just see John Wick? When we say T'Challa, when we say all these great characters that have been fallen us. And that's something that you want to be. When people say your name, what does it mean? When people say Kevin, who comes to mind? Uncle Kevin, who comes to mind? Is it my face? Is it me? Or am I just a background character that's blurred out? Either way, you know, life is too short for that. And you have to be willing to outgrow who you are. Because, you know, it's a cliche statement that life happens outside your comfort zone. In your comfort zone, your dreams go to die. You go to die. You live a mediocre life, chasing every time, looking for reasons to be mad, because those reasons give you validation and allow people to pay you attention. But if you're very careful and if you live your life wisely, you understand that it's okay to be a background character for a certain period of time where you need to survive. But at some point, you have to want more, and you have to be willing to take that responsibility for your life. You need to be willing to say, I know who I am, and I know what I stand for, and I'm willing, you know, not necessarily willing to die, but I'm willing to stand up for my values and my beliefs and my principles, because they give me life and they allow me to be the person that I want to be. Moving on from Free Guy, other lessons that I learned, you know, and I want to caution you guys on this. It's the idea that you have to wait until you are ready. I think that is a very dangerous thing. It's dangerous because in this world, we don't control our expectations, you know, and that's something we have to control, but somehow we choose not to control. So when people say wait until you're ready, it means when you start, you know you're ready. You have no excuses. You're prepared. You have everything you need to complete a task, to pursue a goal, to do something. But a lot of times the things that we're trying to do are known. Start a family, get into a relationship, apply for a job, find something, go for a journey, go for a run, lose weight, do this. And a lot of times people say, I'm not ready yet. I'm waiting until I'm ready. That's very tricky, because how do you know you're ready? And how do you know you have enough to pursue something when you've never done it before, especially? So for example, you see someone, and you have a feeling like, oh, I feel good about this person. You have a conversation with them. You like them. You'd really like to get to know them. But instead of telling them all this, you say, I'm not ready yet. I don't feel as if I am enough. Or whatever I have is enough for me to present it to this person. And you take your time, you work on the things that you felt would make you ready and you felt that you needed to be ready. The thing that happens for a lot of us, and myself included, is we then start doing things like working out, pursuing money, doing things that we feel would make us attractive to another human being for various reasons, right? And then whilst you have all these things, you then make your approach to this person and you ask them out and they say no. For various reasons. It's either they'll say no because they're in a relationship, they'll say no because they were just never interested in you as much as you're interested in them. When they do say no, instead of hearing the reasons why they don't want to be with you, in your head, it doesn't make sense because you are ready, right? You have everything and now you feel as if they're saying to you, you're not enough, because the reason you finally asked that person out was you knew if they say yes, they would validate your idea of self-worth. And if they say yes because you have the money, because you have the car, your value is predicated on the things that made you ready. Instead of you seeing yourself as worthy and enough. Don't get me wrong. You gotta get ready in the sense of letting go of past traumas, past relationship breakdowns. But what this has to go with is expectation. When you're applying for a job, you know, what are the job requirements? Okay, this. Just apply, you know. What do you have to lose? If you wait until you have that degree, what happens if they say no when you have that degree? Now you've spent a lot of time and you've raised your own level of expectation, which might be an expectation based on false information, right? Because a lot of things that you're doing in saying I'm becoming ready is based on assumptions. You're assuming the things that you value that other people do value. And that's where this is coming from. Like the assumption that, oh, when I have this, then I'll be ready to make my move. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. What I believe in is you just gotta do it. And in most cases, if it doesn't work out, it's a lesson. You learn. Listen, I told you in the beginning of this, I have a channel of 57 subscribers, which I started in like 2019 or 2020. But from those failures, I was able to start another channel, which now has almost 3,000 subscribers in a period of 2 months. So when you look at that, the growth of that channel is mainly primarily based on the failings of my channel of 57 subscribers. And when you look into that, you're like, oh, okay. Because I did see the weaknesses and the problems with it. But you learn from that and you become better. And in doing, you start to see, oh, a lot of assumptions that I had of how things work, actually things don't work that way. And then you make adjustments, because remember, the other thing that you have to be is teachable. And by being teachable, it doesn't mean you have to be open to being taught by a human being. You have to be open to being taught by life itself. So you can wait to be ready, but be very careful that in waiting, you're only raising your own expectations of what's possible based on false assumptions. The flip side of it, you must not do things until you are ready, because if you just get into the habit of jumping into things and not knowing how things work out, you are just there and you're ignorant. So the opposite of not being ready is like being ignorant of what you don't know and doing things because you have to do them and you're in a rush. That also stems with a problem, because what ends up happening, your ignorance will get you caught out. And especially if it's in business, you're already facing a lot of risk, and by doing things when you're not prepared, by doing things when you're not ready, you run the risk of being blindsided by problems that you could have seen had you just taken time to prepare yourself. So what I feel we have to do as people is find the balance between being ready and not being ready, and that is by staying ready. So if you're constantly preparing for opportunities, if you're constantly working on yourself, if you're constantly doing things to improve your situation, you will always be ready for that opportunity when it rises. So for example, that love thing we were talking about, if you're constantly working on, if you broke up with somebody, you're constantly working on things that why that relationship didn't work out, you're constantly working on, oh, this is how I improve myself, this is how I identify myself. When you start moving from the need of external validation to validate who you are on the inside, and you start to love yourself more, when you do meet someone you feel you might want to share this life with, you're then able to communicate how you feel. And when that person agrees to date you or says no to that, you're able to move on, because you then understand that their decision has nothing to do with you. It never did. So it was never a matter of if you are ready for them. It's a question of, are they ready for you? Because when you make your approach, that's how you know you are ready for them, because you've committed yourself and you've put yourself out there to be with that person. And then that person either reciprocates or they don't. When they do reciprocate, you then build your relationship. But whether both of you were ready or not, now you are in the situation. Now you have to deal with it. And there's nothing us as human beings do. So this is like jumping into the, what's it called, deep end of a swimming pool. Now you have to swim. Now you have to create a relationship. And in most cases, relationships don't come with a manual, or there's no manual of, this is how you DIY a relationship. You guys have to agree on what you want to do, see if you're compatible, work your things, iron out things that need to be ironed out, and then move on from that. But you cannot just say, nah, I'm not ready, I ain't gonna try. And then what? So think about it. This is a food for thought. This is how I think. I'm more of a, let's just get it started. We will learn as we move and we make adjustments. Other than that, like, it's not worth it. There's no point. I had a friend that I had a back and forth with. We're communicating. If I want to do this, so how much will you charge me for this? If I want to do that, how much? And in my head, I was going, this is not going to work, because you're focused on the wrong things. You are focused on, you know, there's a thing we used to say when we were kids. If we pick $100, what will you do? And it's like, oh, I'll do this. People fought, like fist fights over this thing. And it's like, yo, guys, what are the odds that we pick up $100 today? So why are we even fighting over things that are not there? For me, I'd rather focus on things that we can create, make, and then we make decisions on things. A lot of times we are afraid of being used and abused. No, not abused, but being used. You know, we're afraid of being used. We're afraid of people manipulating us. That's the word I was looking for. We're afraid of people manipulating us. We're afraid of wasting our time. But the truth is, there is no such thing as time wasted. It's investment, but the question is, what are you investing your time in? If you invest your time in useless things, you will get useless results. If you invest your time in useful things, you will get your results. In as much as you might have defined success as making money, success as doing ABC, the flip side of that is there's a lesson. So even if someone ends up running away with your money that you work for, you now know how to build such a business. You now know how those things work, and you now know what to look for in trustful partners and the red flags you need to identify. Which is why I'd say, if you're constantly waiting to be ready, you might never be. And the other thing is, or, you know, my mom, we just had a conversation and I was telling her, like, the only thing that we're guaranteed in life is we are going to die and we shall pay taxes, you know. So don't try to give yourself guarantees of saying, oh, leave it tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There's today, and we have to get it done today. No hesitations, no fears. Listen, man, this are some of the thoughts that I have. And before I go, I want to leave you guys with a quote that I got from Michael Chandler. He's a UFC MMA fighter. He says, a man or woman cannot rise to a level that is not consistent with how they see themselves. I'll repeat this for you guys. A man or woman will not rise to a level that is inconsistent with the way they see themselves. And this ties in to this idea of, I am not ready, or I am ready. You and I will never rise to the occasion if we constantly feel in ourselves that, no, I'm not ready. And if you're not ready, then what are you doing to get ready? You know, get yourself in the position that you need to be. And it starts in your mind, being prepared for an opportunity, being prepared for whatever comes next. It's in your head. You just have to be willing to see it, you know. And how you define success as well is very critical, because if you define success in one way and then things don't happen that way, are you a failure, or is it the way you saw success as success? It's just not the way things have worked out, and you have to make adjustments, quick adjustments, you know. And don't be afraid of making adjustments. Don't be afraid of not trying. Don't be afraid of, you know, failure, because it's just part of the game. In one of the podcasts we did, we quoted the thing on failure from Kobe Bryant, where he says there's no such thing as failure. You don't fail until you give up on your dreams, you know. So don't ever feel like you are not who you want to be. You are who you want to be. You are enough. You are everything, you know. And just because people don't validate you, it doesn't make you less of a person. You have to validate yourself, and you have to find value within yourself. It's critical and important. As you can see, guys, I've done my best for you today. As without a guest, it's very difficult to have this podcast and make them longer. I'm pretty sure you're tired of my voice by now, but we had to talk, and I enjoy having these conversations with you. I'll be bringing this podcast in this format, sometimes with myself, sometimes with a guest. When I started it, my goal was to make sure I have somebody new every week. But that has been challenging, you know, because of scheduling, because of different factors. And living in COVID times, it's very difficult to bring people to the studio. We might have to try Zoom sometime, but until then, you never know. So next week, it might be me. I might have a guest for you guys, but we're just going to keep on looking for different conversations that we can have. Let me know in the comment section of wherever you see this podcast what you would like me to touch on and talk about in the next episode. With that said, I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you next week.